It is time to bring on our guest now, someone that doesn't need a lot of introduction in Raider Nation, but we do have new members of Raider Nation, especially here in Las Vegas, the new home of the Raiders. And we're bringing in now our good friend Wayne the Violator Mabry. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Violator57. As well as on Instagram, too. Great stuff there from Wayne, who is a positive guy. He is somebody who appreciates not only his Raider fandom, but life in general, and we appreciate that. Wayne, thanks for joining us here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.
Thanks for having me, brother. Look, it's an honor just to have to spend these 2 minutes with your listeners.
Well, we appreciate you being on here. And we first want to congratulate you. Nominated for the 2021 Ford Hall of Fans class. By the way, voting is open for this. You got to vote for Wayne. If you're in Raider Nation, write this down. It is it's a website, FordHallOfFans.com/football. So go there and vote for Wayne. He's one of six nominees for the Ford Hall of Fans, which recognizes the NFL's most passionate fan. This is going to be at the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And Wayne, I know the way in which you found out you were part of this was really amazing. You got a knock on your door. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
I was sitting down doing an interview, we had been talking. I had been asked several questions about Raiders players, and one of those questions was, who is my all-time favorite Raider? And my standard answer is not to show any favoritism for any of them. I said, look, all of my brothers are united under that shield. So they rephrased the question and said, well, name some of your favorite Hall of Famers. So first name out of my mouth, of course, was Howie Long, Marcus Allen. And right after that, it's as if he was sitting outside. I hear this knock. And I'm pissed because I'm thinking, I got one of my nosy neighbors that couldn't resist coming over to see why all these people were at my house. So I started to ignore the knock. And the director, her name was Rachel, she says, oh, you just go ahead and answer that. We'll start back when you answer the door. So, okay, so I go to the door, you know, and I thought I got a long hallway. I call it my gallery, all my famous photos from over the years. So I thought I saw a glimpse of something yellowish, but I'm thinking, oh, maybe that was the leaves because it was windy out here. So I'm thinking, oh, that's my roses just blowing around, you know. So I get there. I get to the door. Nobody's there. Not a soul. So I open the door because I'm really mad now. Who the hell knocked and then hiding, you know. So I go out there, and I probably had my game face on. As I step out the door, who you think comes around the corner? Howie freaking Long, man.
Wearing his Hall of Fame jacket, which is why you saw the yellow.
Gold jacket. That was the gold flash that I thought I saw. I'm like, my knees buckle for a second, and I'm just like, man, quit playing. You know? So I knew then it was a joke trick played on me. They all knew, but I had not a clue. So, you know, of course, he's got a camera crew following him that got everything, man. And I'm just like, I wanted to hug him. And I went for him, and he just put that big fist out there, so we just bumped fists. I'm like, dude, this is unreal. You know, that took me all the way back to the 80s in the Coliseum in L.A.
Yeah, it was a special moment. If you haven't seen the video, you got to go check it out. Again, we're talking to Wayne the Violator Mabry, nominated for the 2021 Ford Hall of Fans class in Canton, Ohio. You can vote for him at FordHallOfFans.com/football. And Wayne, for those, I mean, most of Raider Nation who listens to us around the country and around the world, they know you. They know your outfit. They know how you get dressed up into character for every game. But for our new fans, let's give them a little bit of history here. You're a 37-year season ticket holder for the Raiders. And every game that you attend, you spend, what, 2+ hours becoming the Violator? Talk about the process in which you go through for each and every home game. And even road games you travel to sometimes to get into the character of the Violator.
Yes, it's a labor of love, I call it. My process, I call it transformation. It's not just getting ready for the game. It's a transformation. So I go from, you know, my Clark Kent personality to my alter ego, which by the way, was my kindred spirit since childhood, but I didn't know what the hell it was. But there was always like somebody else there. And so it's about a 2-hour process. So for 29 years now, that's been my ritual. So I was approached by Amazon, I think about 2 or 3 years ago, and because of our case, our rivalry with Kansas City. So they did a special called Rituals. And, you know, for them to watch that, it was extra special because they had no idea. You know, they had heard the stories just like most people, but to see it and just stay there for all that time, it's, you know, I tell them, you're in my zone that nobody ever gets to see. That's my most private time that there is, because it's letting one spirit out. Now, he's always behind my eyes looking at you, but he can't come out until I put the war paint on.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And there's great that insight into how you become the Violator is amazing. And when I first started covering the team, I watched that, and it was killer, because I think one of the things too that is so impressive to me about what you do, and I know there's some others, kindred spirits that you have, members of the Black Hole who also get into their alter egos for the game, is the fans' reaction to you. I mean, when you are going to a home game, and unfortunately this year due to COVID, we didn't get to see you here in Las Vegas, but when you were in Oakland, for example, last season, I saw a bunch of other fans, you know, just fans that go to the game, and they were searching for you to find you. Talk about what it is like for you when you have kids and adults and lifelong Raiders fans who get so much from interacting with you and getting that photo with you when you're at games.
That's been truly a blessing for me, but it wasn't always that way, Chris. When my first day at the L.A. Coliseum, we walked into the parking lot 6 for any of those back there who remember that. People were grabbing their kids saying, don't go over to that crazy guy, you know, because they had never seen nothing like that, especially walking around. So, you know, I kind of was taken back by it, but the kids appear and they see right through whatever you're wearing. Kids can feel that. So they just wanted to come up and say, hi, what gave me the idea to do that? How did I make this? Where did I get that? But every time the parents saw them, they would shoo them away from me. So now, it's where as soon as I get to town or get to the parking lot, step out of my vehicle, it's like, I just call it family. It's like family just approaches me, man, with that love. And just to spend 2 or 3 minutes with each person or either family, just taking that photo means a lot. I met so many people from around the world who I could even speak with language-wise, but they just wanted an actual picture to show their village or their city that, hey, this guy's real, I met him. So that went on over the years, and it just built into a frenzy where several people said, man, you need security. So, you know, which tickled me, because I'm the one that probably they need to be secured from, especially in that game day mindset. But the people, man, it's an honor. I call myself an ambassador. I don't even use super fan. I'm an ambassador. I'm a servant of the people, and that's where I get my biggest thrill from, just bringing people together, opposing fans and our fans, help them to make memories that'll last them a lifetime.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Again, this is Scott Cobranson on Silver and Black today, talking to Wayne the Violator Mabry about his nomination into the Ford Hall of Fans class for 2021. And Wayne, that's the other thing too, is what you mean to the fan base. And you're right, even opposing fans want a picture with you because your image has been everywhere. And hopefully people use your image legally without trying to make money, because we've seen that a couple times. Hopefully that stops happening. But you talked about it, being an ambassador for the Raiders. And one of the things you always talk about is the fact that there's that unifying power of football and fandom. And one of the things that Howie Long, or one of the things you talked about with Howie Long, was the fact that, look, being a quote-unquote super fan, it's not just about getting recognition. It's about serving others and having a positive influence on others. And you've done a lot with charities, feeding veterans, helping kids battle cancer and autism, cerebral palsy. Talk about that charity work you do and how that character plays into it.
Well, Scott, that's near and dear to me. Now, that was something that actually grew into. I was introduced to that arena by a good friend of mine, Smiley. Everybody knows him as Smiley. He introduced me to this platform of helping others that were in need. And man, once you step across that circle and really feel one of these kids, the spirit from one of those kids, your heart is pricked if you have one. And it was one of the best things to me that ever happened, because it opened me up. You talk about, I was already a humble person, but this brings total humility to you. And just the fact that putting a smile on a sick kid's face, because all they want to do is go play. But, you know, due to their situations, they have restrictions. So each year we started taking, you know, a selected group of kids to a Raiders game. And it was always somebody who had never been to a game. So just to go through that whole road trip, the whole build-up, we give them a party the Saturday before the game. One of the tailgate groups would always volunteer, cater the food. So they were treated like celebrities themselves. And we'd always take their family members, at least two, with us so that they could record and also experience that with the kids. And then we'd get them sideline passes. You know, everybody from referees to team owners, you know, would come and meet these guys and say hello to them and wish them well. And the biggest thrill for them was that a player would come over and give them a football. Man, wow. And it just makes you have to hold back the tears in those moments, because you see that look on their faces, and some of them we have lost. You know, they've lost their battles over the years, and that's gut-wrenching in itself. But we know that their suffering is no longer, you know.
Yeah.
But, man, I just finished writing my autobiography, which should be out in February. And
oh, nice.
I talk about all of that stuff. I call it The Walk. And it's from my childhood, from my humble beginnings in small-town Mississippi, seeing that Raider shield back there in 1970 and making a pledge to myself that I was going to be as close to that team as I could. So that's how I got to California.
That's amazing stuff. Again, Wayne the Violator Mabry is with us. We're talking about his nomination to the Ford Hall of Fans. You can vote for him, FordHallOfFans.com/football. We will be helping with that campaign, so you'll see a lot of content from us. And Wayne, before we let you go, in the last couple minutes we have with you, clearly the Raiders in 2020 didn't accomplish what they wanted to. They didn't get to the playoffs. They improved by a game, 8-8. Of course, you heard Max Crosby on our show yesterday talk about how tough it was for the team not to have all of you, have all of Raider Nation, all of the fans at the games. You know, there's a lot of these younger cats out there, Wayne, that are Raiders fans that feel like this team is never going to get anywhere. Talk to them why they should be optimistic. You've been with this team since 1970, and they seem a lot closer than people think or want to believe after being a little disappointed. But give them some optimistic words about this team and where it's headed.
To all of you out there, the millennials, basically, that have not experienced us being champions that we truly are, I just say, have faith, keep that faith, and have patience. This is a very young team. We've gone through the ups and downs, but never lose that faith in that team, because that's really the heartbeat behind them, is our loyalty, our you know, the way we root for them, where we show them our passionate love for them. That will never fade, and they've witnessed that. So just hang in there, and if I'm around long enough, we'll celebrate together.
That's awesome. Well, Wayne, I know we're looking forward to getting this thing under control and getting you out here to Las Vegas next year and seeing you at Allegiant Stadium. It wasn't the same without you and the rest of Raider Nation. And congratulations on the nomination. We will do our best to help you get the votes you need to get in there. Thanks again, Wayne, for being with us.
Scott, I really appreciate that, man. And I can't wait to really sit down and chop it up with you guys in person.
Yes, I can't wait to sit down and have one of the Violator cigars with you. It's going to be a fun time, man. All right, there you go. Wayne, the Violator, Mabry. Great news on him being nominated for the Ford Hall of Fans class of 2021. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take some more of your phone calls. 702-365-9200 is the Raider Nation Radio hotline. This is Scott Colbranson, Silver and Black Today, here on Raider Nation Radio.